Blog Talk Radio.
The hero's dead. I couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghost, more like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark. So you're all fretting about this city dying. I'm here on behalf of an organization that wants you to let it die.
This town started going to crap the moment you put on that hood. You brought madness into all our lives, and the monster you were inspired monsters.
I respect order and discipline. All you represent is anarchy.
You've certainly chosen an unusual hobby, Mr.
Even when we're out there, we are not out there together.
You both almost got killed tonight because you didn't have each other's back.
I don't know what's happening now, but it is not in my job descriptions.
Pity!
When people go in the pit, they don't come out the same.
You can't be the Arrow. He died, so who are you?
You're about to find out.
Since when are you such a badass?
Since always.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. Welcome on this lovely Season 4, Episode 4, Beyond Redemption. We'll be talking about Arrow. So call in. We're live right now. We are at 914-338-1036, where you can be part of the show. Yes. Yay. You're part of our show. Awesome. Okay, that number is 914-338-1036. We're going to have a blast. Let's just talk about Arrow. Let's just geek out. Any Easter eggs? If you loved the episode, if you didn't, call in, all right? Quick synopsis of tonight's episode is Laurel deals with the aftermath of Nandapart. So, Nandapart. Okay, Laurel must deal with the repercussions of taking Sarah to Nandapart. Meanwhile, Oliver asks Captain Lance for a favor while he's not surprised at the response. He is surprised at what he finds out next. So that's the synopsis for Beyond Redemption. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I did. All right, let's go to the phones where you can be part of the show. First caller up is from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. Wow.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? It was a crazy episode. I loved it.
Yeah,
it
was one of those that, oh my gosh, they're back. You know what
Sarah,
I mean?
Sarah again? Man, it was like Lance making a deal with the devil with Damian Dark.
Oh, totally. Totally. And you know what? And it's so sad that he's done. For me, as the character, he is so done.
Yep. He is so done. I think it's Lance in that grave because of what Oliver's. That scene between him and Oliver was just truly amazing. To see Oliver so pissed off at him, I mean, God,
yeah.
It was incredible on what how his acting was.
I'm surprised he didn't take him down. I mean, come on, dude,
he
made that deal with that devil.
But we know Damian Dark can't die because he's kind of immortal.
Yeah, is he like a supernatural?
Well,
they haven't really gone into
that,
his origin, have they?
No, because one thing I am excited for next week, I didn't watch much of Constantine, but I'm very excited to see Constantine and how he's going to help
Sarah.
He makes
an appearance. I know. I am going to geek out because I love Constantine.
Me too.
So, that's going to be great
episode.
That he's going to be
I knew
in
Sarah
Arrow
was
going to
escape. The ending got me going, Jesus. The ending was so freaking cool.
Yeah.
I knew she was going to escape.
All right, great. Let's go to another caller here from area code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
Hey,
hey
Joe,
I got something pretty good. I got something disappointing, guys. I'm going to admit I haven't seen this episode tonight. I haven't had a chance to watch it. So I'm just calling in as a spectator just to listen. I don't mind being spoiled, so go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just texted you, Joe.
So it's great to see the group finally working together. We see Diggle is now fully integrated with working with Oliver. It was kind of a step up, you know, kind of, oh, my gosh, we're finally over that, you know, because I'm like, how long is that going to last? Remember how Diggle said he wouldn't trust Oliver again? And so I'm glad they're over it. They're bros now, and now they can move forward. Are we relieved? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Hell yeah. I mean, you're kidding me. I ever since the season premiere, I got tired of that shit. I mean, come on. Get over it.
Get over it.
I miss the bros hanging out. I miss the two bros hanging out. Dig in, Oliver. Oh, and I love that new cave. It's like the Bat Cave in the Watchtower.
It's totally the Bat Cave. I mean, come on, let's just call it the Bat Cave.
The Bat Cave.
Joe, are you
going to
call it the
Bat
Cave?
Joe?
Oh, I guess he's
not. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Do I like that?
The Bat Cave.
Arrow and what's his name? Oh, do I like the Bat Cave name?
Yeah.
You didn't see it yet, but wait until you see it, man.
Wait
until
you see it, dude. It's like a state-of-the-art. Of course, it's all neon green.
Oh,
but,
wow.
It's like you could tell the show got a huge budget, and they put it all in the Arrow Cave. It looks like the Batcave. Like, all the costumes are in casings along the side inside the building. Like, kind of like Iron Man also, you know, how he has all his armor.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the big round,
like Oracle,
like a Star Trek bridge for the Oracle to be behind the computer.
Yeah,
It's great.
That's cool.
I'm like, that's where all the money went.
and then in the next crossover episode in a few more weeks, it's going to show the Flash's costume.
That crossover, I cannot
Black
wait.
Canary.
They better do it more than once. How many times do you want per year crossovers? Let's go to you, Joe. You can at least answer this question. If CEW came to you and said, all right, Joe, how many can we do this year? You tell us.
I would say do at least three or four.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say three myself.
Yeah.
You don't want to oversaturate that either, you know?
Yeah, so I think three would be perfect. You're not oversaturating, yet you're still giving fans what they want.
Yep. What about you, Ben?
Yeah,
I'd say 100 of them. 23 at best, all the 23
all
episodes, because
right.
Oliver needs help.
Just merge the two shows together. For part one, watch The Flash. For part two, watch Arrow.
That's what I do. Like, every time I get up to Arrow season three, I watch The Flash first and then Arrow season three.
All right, we have a new caller from Air Code 469. Who is this?
I was just finishing up watching Arrow, and
your gut reaction to Beyond Redemption?
I liked it. I like it for getting better. And is this tonight Arrow or last night?
Yeah, tonight.
Arrow?
Which Arrow did you watch?
I'm watching episode 3.
No, we're talking about episode 4.
From last week. Yeah, I was watching from last week. Sorry.
Oh, so you just watched last week's right now?
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's hilarious.
Back.
That is hilarious. Well, welcome to the club. See, you don't even have to watch the current episode to be on the show. Call in at 914-338-1036. It's like a party line, right, guys?
Right.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, cool. All right, so let's see. Beyond Redemption, it looks like it's just you and me, Matt.
Oh, hell yeah. I watch it every week.
All right, so Mr. Terrific makes another appearance. How long do you think we'll see Mr. What's the doctor's name? I forget.
Mr. Terrific.
Dr. Terrific? Okay, well, I'll go with that. how long do you think it'll take till we see the actual Mr. Terrific? Let's go to you, Chris from Candor. How many more episodes till we get our other DC hero merged from the ashes?
I don't know. Maybe that, I'm glad that they're walking faster this time because they're not taking too long and developing, making him in a diaper or whatever. I'm sure maybe in a couple of episodes, maybe.
Okay, a couple episodes. Okay, could be two. Okay. Yeah. What about you, Joe, from Krypton?
Well, my usual answer would say they're going to flesh it out to the end of the season, but I think they've been speeding up a lot of the hero's development, and I think probably be in the next, I don't know, four episodes, maybe five, something like that.
All right. Yeah, that's roughly to what I was going to say around. I would say it would probably, for me, I would like it to be like the cliffhanger of the winter break.
Aww.
So you know how they take that whole month and a half. Break.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally see it for that because it would be a great, like, oh my gosh, Mr. Terrific is awesome. And he's like, with his globes, he's like, I'm geeking out. I'm sorry. So let's see. Amanda Waller, of course, making a comeback in this week's episode. How do we still feel about Amanda Waller, Matt from Florida?
Oh, you mean like in that flashback scene when that jerk off partner of Oliver's finds out that I didn't see Amanda Waller. I just saw like that device Oliver had, he found.
Right. Well, you know, remember Agent Crookland discovers Oliver's communication device with Amanda Waller?
Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
you
part.
Forgot about that. All right, cool. This is going to be interesting. So, okay. So when the group goes out, you know, for the, you know, to go track Damien, of course, Diggle still has the half mask, and it just bothers me. Why can't he get a full, like, helmet? Now that he looks like Magneto, give him the full helmet. I don't know why it just looks like he's in a Halloween mask, the way it's just like a half mask. Because you can see, like, his cheeks moving when he talks on the side of his face. Is it just me, or Matt, does it still bother you or not?
It bugs me he wears a mask. I miss the old school Diggle, or just put a hood over him, like the...
Yeah,
like
why can't he be, like, the black hood, or the dark gray hood, or... Or,
like Malcolm Merlin hood.
The Violet hood.
Yeah, because Theo wears a mask. I mean, come on. Or like...
Yeah, well,
okay,
Joe, when you watch tonight's episode, you're going to see Diggle with the half mask. I'm sure you saw it in the previous episodes. Are you surprised they don't do the whole full mask? Or do you think there's a reason why? I still don't see also the reason why it's a half mask.
I honestly don't understand the reasoning behind the half mask thing. I agree with you. It's ridiculous looking. Just give him the full mask. I don't understand.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like I mentioned in one of the scenes, when you watch it, they're going to cut into like on the side of him, like a profile shot. And when he's talking, you can see his cheeks move. But behind the mask, it's half a mask, and you see his cheeks move. I'm like, what?
Wow. That's weird.
So weird. I'm like, oh, I don't understand. If it was like a Robin Hood mask, you know, like a bandit mask, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay. What about you, Chris? Are you thinking of what I'm thinking, or should I just let it go?
I don't like it. I would rather him wear like a mask, like he's going to rob a bank.
Yeah, or that
like
too. Yeah,
Magneto.
That's a full mask. That's not a half mask.
No. It looks, I don't know, so bad.
Yes.
I wouldn't wear that for my Halloween costume.
I would not wear that either, yeah. All right, cool. So let's see. Let me continue here. Okay, so let me read the quick synopsis for Beyond Redemption, and if you feel like talking regarding the scene that I'm reading about, please chime in and we could stop and we could discuss. All right, Oliver tells the team that he is running for mayor but is met with apprehension. Lance has Oliver look into the death of two police officers, and the team discovers they were killed by members of the anti-vigilante task force. Laurel brings her father to see Sarah Lance. Now, Matt, did that remind you of The Walking Dead? that scene totally reminded me.
I don't watch Walking Dead.
Oh, you don't watch it?
No,
well,
the Walking
if you,
Dead
if you do, that they do the exact same thing where she's like, you know, because she's a wild animal.
A friend of mine watches Walking Dead.
And Lance was like, what the hell is going on?
Wow.
With Sarah, what's going on with Sarah when she's brought back from the pit.
She is like a hellcat.
Nuts. She's under mind control or something.
Totally. Hopefully with Constantine coming, I'm sure there's a demon stuck in her.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he'll do kind of like an exorcist on her.
Constantine is going to be on the show.
That's going to be cool. Interesting to see that.
Yeah.
He will be in there.
Is Roy going to come back this season? I'm kind of wondering if Roy's going to come back or what happened to Roy and what he's doing out there in the world right now.
You know, I wouldn't mind Roy coming back in the finale. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Let me just finish up here. Laurel brings her father to see Sarah, who is chained up in the basement of Laurel's apartment. The team and Lance set up a trap for the corrupt cops, but fail to capture them. Felicity identifies Liza Warner as a suspect, and while searching for Oliver, discovers Captain Lance meeting with Damien. Now, that's the big dun-dun-dun. Oliver now knows that Dr. Lance is working with Damien. Now, you did mention that. Like, what the hell? He's gone beyond the point of no return. What other thoughts did you have on that scene?
That was just a great scene. I mean, first seeing Damien being like a jerk that he is and saying, she's not your daughter. She's just lost her soul. And just go ahead and kill your own daughter. But we know Lance just loves Sarah all that too much. And then seeing her alive like that, it just broke his heart. And then it looked like Laurel, he was going to do it. But thank God that Laurel came in there. It's like he just couldn't do it. He was like under Damien's sleeve there. And then when Oliver confronted him, that scene between them was amazing. And then now Lance just totally turned around, so I'm predicting it's Lance in that grave.
Ooh, interesting. All right, so Liza and her team use Captain Lance to get into the drug disposal warehouse, but Oliver and his team arrive and take out the officers. Later, Oliver asks Captain Lance to continue working for Damien so they can learn more about his operations. While Laurel discovers that Sarah has escaped, in flashbacks, Agent Kirkland discovers Oliver's communications device with Amanda Waller. All right, so Sarah has escaped. What do you think? Where is she going, Matt?
To kill people, I guess, or haunt people for Halloween.
She's an animal, right?
Yeah.
How long do you think they're going to drag this one, the whole animal Sarah? Probably till next week, right? I hope.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, Joe from Krypton, what do you think? How long are they going to drag this out?
Hopefully they don't drag it out to the end of the season. That would suck.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the next few episodes, hopefully, if they're smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope with
how is she
going to
fit in Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, she has to be ready by then.
Well, I think the season's going to be over by the time Legends is going to start. I don't think it's going to start by winter. I don't think. Hopefully it does.
Yeah, they haven't done a release yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be in January.
All right, Chris from Candor, your thoughts?
No, they're not going to drag it all the way to the end of the season because Constantine going to be back in.
I'm hoping that's the case.
In the next few episodes, and I think he's the one who's going to come cue Clara.
All right. Well, Arrow is still doing well for its fourth season. Last week's episode ranked in a 2.4 million viewership on Arrow.
Wow.
So hopefully this week's, it hasn't been out because it just aired today. So the ratings are not out yet. But you can see the difference from Arrow's ratings and The Flash's ratings. Again, The Flash is season 2 and Arrow is season 4, so you have to take that into account. But, you know, they're all hanging in there, right?
Yeah.
2.4, that's pretty good, man. I thought it was
more
than
that.
What did 5 or what was it?
Yeah, 3.5. And that's usual rating for The Flash.
2.4, that's not too shabby, man. Arrow's hanging in there. I'm happy.
Because the lowest one right now is Gotham, and I think they're at a 1.6,
and
1.8.
And I got to say, Gotham, I'm really loving Gotham too, man. That
last
episode from last Monday was so good. I loved it.
Me too.
It was great.
Me too. Speaking of Rogues Gallery, Arrow didn't have that main villain. What do you guys think? I know it definitely moved the story along, but Matt, what did you think about this episode?
It was pretty good. I mean, I was so hoping it would open up and Mount of Parbat with more Malcolm Merlin, but I guess it was. I think some of the effects were cool. The action was cool. With the Arrow and all the fighting and
all
that.
Oh, dude, the action, like, towards the end, when Oliver and the Black Canary swing across on the rope. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that was so cool. And hearing
and
her
then finally,
Lowell
uses her scream. Hello.
But imagine when Sarah gets a copy of that. I just can't wait for when Sarah meets the Flash. Sarah meets Cisco. Sarah goes to Star Labs. Imagine when that finally happens.
Yeah.
Can't wait to when that happens.
Yeah, but she's not Black Canary, though. Laurel is, so.
That's no, yeah.
She's the
Black
White Canary.
She's the White
She'll
Canary.
Be White Canary.
Yeah, but we're all waiting for Black Canary to emerge. That's what we've all been waiting for.
Right, and then you'll be proud of her, Joe, because in this fight, she uses her scream. Finally, you know.
That's great.
We've seen her fight all along, but then for some reason, she now uses it, so it's great. But, dude, you have to see when they're swinging. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is so cool. I could totally see that in
total
a comic book
moment.
Yeah,
that's cool. I can't wait to see that.
All right, cool. Well, it looks like we're almost about to wrap up the show. Now it's the time to open the floor. Anything you guys want to talk about Arrow, now is the time. I know you guys haven't seen this week's episode, but, hey, it could be something you read or something you want to bring up. Joe, let's start with you.
Let me see. Well, I haven't seen tonight's episode yet. I'm going to watch it as soon as we hang up, but I do want to say that I'm glad that the ratings are standing strong and they're still good and people are loving the show, no matter what some people say about it. I think it's still a great show, and I think this season is actually starting out better than last season did. Even though most people didn't like last season, I actually liked it. But this season's it's turning out pretty good. I can't wait to see where Oliver's going with the whole running for mayor thing in this episode.
Right.
And I'm just excited to see where they go, man. I don't know where they're going. You know, usually we have a prediction for the end of the season.
Right.
And
isn't that great?
I don't.
When you don't know where we're going. And that's how I felt about Gotham, too. I'm like, where are we going?
Yeah, and I like it. Because, it's good to have your theories of what's going to happen. But I like when we're in the dark about where we're going. You know, it's just great. I love this. I love Arrow. It's still great. I still love it.
And why can't we just love them all? I mean, why do we have to hate on one or the other? Let's just embrace them. Because the more we embrace, the more other shows we get.
Yeah, the way I see it, hey, they're all in the DC family. So why would you want to say, oh, well, Arrow sucks. I only like the
And they're
Flash,
all made
or...
by the same company.
Yeah, they are. You know, I want them all
Weird.
To be great. Of course I have a favorite, but I'm not going to hope that another one fails and goes off the air.
Exactly.
That's just ridiculously stupid. Yeah.
You know, now with the success of these, especially now with Supergirl, imagine maybe that's speeding up Krypton, you know, the TV show. And because of Supergirl, maybe that's speeding up the development on Teen Titans, the live-action show.
Yeah.
So there's that much momentum that, you know, it inspires other projects to move quicker.
Yeah. I just don't understand people that are DC fans that are like, oh, well, that one sucks. I hope it fails. Why, dude? It's a DC show. Why would you want it to fail and do bad?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't at all. All right, Chris from Kandor, the floor is yours, sir.
I want to – I agree with Joe. I mean, we all – it's a one family, you know. You don't want one of them to fall – you know, and the other one to, you know, to rise. And so we all need to support everything, you know what I mean? We got to make it better. And, you know, look what Marvel does. You know, they... Anyway, I don't want to go there. I like the... Constantine that has come into the show because, I mean, I really like that show. I'm very, you know, kind of sad that I got canceled. But I'm glad he's going to be in it. I wonder how long he's going to be in the show.
All right. Cool. Thank you, sir. I want to thank Matt from Florida for calling in. Also, Joe from Krypton and Chris from Kandor. You guys want to do shout-outs? Let's go to you, Joe.
Yeah. I'm predicting this season's going to be great, guys. Let's support it more. Let's do whatever. Whatever you got to do to watch it, watch it. Because we need this show to keep going for the next. I want an Arrow season 10. I want it to go to season 10, season 11. Yeah, I want it to keep going. I love this show. So I support you, Stephen Amell. I know you're not listening, but I support you and your Arrow family.
Hey, he might.
Yeah, he could be listening.
Don't
well,
cut
I
off
the
show. He might.
Listening. Some of the producers are probably listening. So, hey, I just want to tell the producers and writers, hey, guys, keep it up. Great work. We love
the show. Yeah, the writers are following us. So, yeah, you never know. You just never know, bro.
Yeah, that's true. You never know.
Yeah. So, all right, cool. Chris from Kandor, give us a shout-out.
Hey, I love Arrow. I love Gotham.
You lie.
And The Flash. And
you lie. You lie.
I am not lying.
Okay.
And, it's a really great show. So, and all you businesses that do not want to call, you know, sucks to be you.
All right, well, we don't condone that kind of language, but okay.
I'm sorry. Is this not after dark?
It's not after dark. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for calling in. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Even if you don't watch the show, it's like, hey, welcome back, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you guys next week as we continue with Gotham Talk Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're a fan of that show, you could call in and be on this show. You could be immortalized on iTunes. All right. Talk to you then. Bye.
DC Nation, good night.